Blog Talk Radio. And we're back. You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm your hostess, Sandra Linden of livinggrind.com. And you just heard Buck Cherry, Crazy Bitch, Blood by In This Moment, and 21 Gun Salute featuring Tupac, Biggie, and The Game. The call-in number is, it's not. Okay. Call-in number, sorry y'all, 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. 3-3. And I will play. Let's see. Let's do Icky Icky by Dionysus and Arcangelo. I'll be right back with you.
Oh, let's lavish. It's for my ladies. Yeah, her taste expensive. Oh, she's so picky, icky. Got them tricking on that pussy. How she's so tricky, icky. Looking so sexy. I got that stiffy, iffy. Let me crawl up in that nookie. Call me itty bitty. Wanna get lifted? Come roll this spliffy, iffy. Wanna get tipsy? I get so trippy, iffy. She drippy, saying that she don't want no hickeys. You could kiss me, but hurry up. I got her wet
she
like a whippy. Yeah,
stiffy,
iffy. She wanna ride and roll that sticky icky. Oh, she got that alley and she licky icky.
Looking at me, she want that quicky icky. She want that quicky icky. Say she want licky icky.
Say the mother niggas iffy iffy. She gon' ride it and roll that sticky icky.
Looking at me, she want that quicky icky.
She want that quicky icky. Yeah, I pet that kitty itty. I know you like it. Rubbing that titty itty. Got you excited. Get that sticky icky. You invited to my city itty. Come through, shorty. I ain't with the chitty chitty. Oh yeah, that pussy so pink. Oh, that's so pretty itty. Go so hard when I beat it. I feel no pity itty.
Hit me up and I pick you up like a willy itty.
Get you silly.
She say the mother niggas sticky itty. She wanna run and roll that sticky itty. Oh, she got that lolly and she licky itty. Looking at me, she want that quickie yicky. She want that quickie yicky. So she want licky yicky.
Say the mother niggas iffy iffy. She gon' ride it and roll that sticky yicky.
Looking at me, she want that quickie icky.
She want that quickie icky.
I like that sticky icky. Oh, my baby don't smoke, she on that sippy iffy. She be down for whatever when she get tipsy issy. I give a quickie dicky, a tipsy limpy impy. And then I eat her like honey, like my name Winnie Innie. Oh, I make her shake, oh, she so glissy issy. I call her Icky Vicky, oh, she so icky. We get it poppin' in the bitty with the tenties. Can't nobody see us 40-20.
The mother niggas dippy yippy.
She wanna run and roll that sticky icky.
Oh, she got that lolly and she licky icky.
Looking at me, she want that quicky icky.
She want that quicky icky. So she want licky icky.
Slippery might catch me slippy. Pop out a kitty. Ain't nothing wrong with it as long as you go one half with me. Just kidding, just kidding. Don't get offended, just forget it. And let's make love like the world is ending.
Licky icky, licky icky. Say the mother niggas iffy iffy, iffy iffy. She gon' ride it and roll that slippy iffy. Roll that, looking at me, she want that quickie icky, quickie.
And we're back. You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm your hostess, Sandra London of livinggrind.com and playtimewithsandra.com. You just heard Icky Icky by Gumby Dionysus and Mark Angelo, and then Bloody Angel by Avatar, and Cookie Thumper by The Antwerp. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And check out some of my erotica. Oratio Oblica, Indirect Speech, a.k.a. Celeste.
Yesterday morning, or perhaps last night, Celeste will wake up dead. It'll take quite some time before she will take note of this. Celeste will have just ventured out the evening before with her best friend forever, Ashlyn Jameson, to seek out a new restaurant and bar, Le Colisée. Dave will not appear too excited about this, and Celeste will worry that he may be upset by the time upon which she returns. Especially if she should so happen to have spent far too much time catching up with her longtime friend, with whom she will have not seen in a little over an academic year. Ashlyn has been on a study abroad exchange of some sort, premised upon classical literature and ancient mythology, or something like this. Ashlyn's long-winded, bubbly digests are quite familiar to all. In fact, they register quite regularly as a CC all expose to her steady circulation of friends, as well as the many more recent admirers she will have gathered along the way. Mykonos, Athens, Barcelona, Catalonia, as Ashlyn has never failed to educate her fellow feathered ilk. All this, and even more still, and yet, always, all the best parts divulged solely for Celeste's pervy perusal and private consumption. And so now, Celeste will be able to unearth even more, always more, about her darling girlfriend's heady endeavors and their lusty conclusion. For example, Tomas, the hunky, highly adroit Catalonian, with whom Ashley has only just memorialized a great escape to Venezia, a sweet but sordid escapade culminating with tentative, then turbulent, finger-filled dalliances to the tune of the silent symphony on the muddy waters of a midnight gondola ride. A tasty bon appétit, indeed, for El Señor, fanned beneath her popularly peasant skirt, and how Ashlyn would squirm, reliving how she would try her best to ignore the rocking and swaying of that small floating apparatus so many millions of light years away from the crunchy granola of her more usual endives. Like Hendry's Beach off the Pacific coast, or a stolen moment of picnicking a la va-va-voom on checkered gingham blankets, or were they Freddy's Burgers napkins? Ashley will have developed a learned disdain for those comparatively milder throes of passion, long gone and tossed out to sea amid the persistent flow of tides along the edges of humanity. Celeste is more than willing to subsume this all the while, emptying recollections of fuzzy, fading remnants of her own times past, like losing her Bonchamp regimes to the Pacific coast in a newly naked embrace. Her soaked front pockets bearing down, impeding resistance, reuniting with Donnie's t-shirt, there having become saddled with quarters, readied for a midnight sack of colorless bra and panty laundry, and Donnie's short sleeves. All this, and salute to the elements, yet little more than a mere pittance to Mother Nature herself. But no, no. Celeste will quickly return to the seedy seat of novelty, smack dab in front row, where things were a lot less pedestrian. You see, Ashlyn was a lady in Europe. That being so, it was only polite then to allow her beau, Tomas, to have a gander at her prized and pretty pink possession, and unthinkable to lie concealed indelicately beneath some nondescript fabric of commodity. Ah, yes. Celeste will be most eager to relish all of these naughty delicts abroad in real time, after all that she has devoured at length before her computer screen. Things were going to get real. Celeste will reach out, compelled by her quest to fully expose those secret treasures of abandon, in concert, she hopes, with her longtime beau. She has lived for the date of this reunion, it seems, and a lustful remixing of the familiar, the widening of Ashlyn's complicit, dazzling hazel green eyes, her full breast thrusting forward out of habit as she embarks anew, weaving her delicious narrative to life. David will not know what hit him. Certainly, yes, Celeste has been yearning for this sort of gathering for much more than a fortnight. And now she wants to collect. Her attention will divert at moments upon the thought of Ashlyn's cheeks, which usually tend towards rosy when she is just about to spill the raciest of spoils. The impish dives of Ashlyn's heart-shaped head as she lowers her gaze mid-sentence. The corners of her girlfriend's lips when they curl conspiratorially. Their interchange will commingle, as they often do, laced with sheepish smirks of self-censorship and bouts of sheer, bemused embarrassment. False modesty will peel away as Ashlyn's hushed giggles tell all. Together, they will find it increasingly troublesome to fight back the tears of merriment. Time and again, they may attempt to stifle and compress Ashlyn's naughty narrative at irregular intervals, shielding themselves from spectators' wandering eyes and wondering ears. And, of course, the waiter will come near, making his proverbial rounds, mostly mid-bite, just like clockwork, just to see if everything's all right. And it will be. And so very much more than all right. Celeste will encroach progressively as the night waxes on, building upon each succulent recantation of her muse. Celeste will catalog all manner of happenstance this evening, hoping to unleash her very own brand of sex magic. Just this once, but precisely where and when she should. She will attempt to widen the circle, just for one, or, well, her party of one. Ah, the sweet, unassuming, ever so devoted David. Now, ordinarily, Celeste would have had no difficulty casting forth a reasonable reproduction of her notorious pal's far-flung charisma, but her rehearsals were largely confined to solitary pursuit, mostly. Yet here, Celeste will assume certain studied positions on this once upon a night. It is a given that she will start out well enough. She will advance with all the more purpose between the unforeseen hours of this endless night. Celeste's impending desire will mount bit by bit, eager to rejoice, relive, and suddenly give rise to a fait accompli. She races full speed ahead, without regard for what could have otherwise resulted from certain derisive acts of jamais vu. Celeste will have hastened the destiny which stirs so immutably within, in spite of herself. By definition, Celeste had plenty of, well, practice, gleaned from that steady stream of salacious digest, awash with the magnetic agony, ecstasy, and octane-laden discourse which spawns over easy from Randy Wildchild, Ashlyn. Celeste has been au courant for such a very long time. More often than not, perhaps, this feverish intoxication could have topped off, occasioning itself to die a warm, slow, heady little death. Until this one night, her fantasies would have remained burrowed within the exclusive domain of private life, slipping through solely during hidden, unspecified stretches of time, shrouded within and beneath her stark white bedroom linen, finding their welcome respite peacefully atop Celeste's personal pleasure chamber. Normally, she would have flicked it out, pressing persistently with her tiny, finely tuned digits until she stopped. However, this time around, not so much. On this other day or night, something else will have come to pass instead, and rather remarkably so. And all because, and perhaps only because, at the culmination of this very grand soirée and pleasure-filled reconnaissance, things really won't seem all that different. Not at first. And yet, after all this, somehow it all must cease to be. Because Celeste will wake up dead.
And we're back. You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm your hostess, Sandra London of LivingGrind.com and PlaytimeWithSandra.com. You just heard short form erotica, Oratio Oblica, Indirect Speech, aka Celeste, written by yours truly, Sandra London of LivingGrind.com. And then you heard If You Stay Ready by Sugar Free. I loved him in high school. I don't know why. And then you heard Drunken Hot Girls by Kanye West featuring Mos Def. And, what do we have here? The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And right now, I will play Letter to the President by Tupac Shakur. Thank you.
Now that's better, baby. Why don't we sing a song to help pass the time? Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.